From breaking news to news you can use, the Natasha Hall Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
It's not what you want to hear. A third of female students say they've been sexually assaulted at Canadian universities. And a third of students feel like they weren't clear on what to do to report it or to get help. But they're doing something about it. Growth on the Horizon is a new student-led project at McGill aimed at addressing sexual assault on Montreal campuses. What does that have to do with art? Well, a lot, actually. Let's find out more. Sophia Meisenheimer and Cassie Jones are co-founders of Growth on the Horizon. They join us now. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Good to see you again. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, thanks for having us, too.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so when I said this, you know, that this is not what you want to hear, the number of sexual assaults and harassments faced by university students is, that number is nuts. That number is staggering. Did these numbers surprise you guys?
Actually, no. These numbers come from a Maclean's piece that was published a few weeks ago. It was actually the first report on the numbers of sexual assaults on campuses that were gathered in the last 25 years, I believe. But we're both students at McGill. We hear these stories all the time. So to have the concrete numbers and know that they're probably not even, they don't show the full scope.
They don't tell the whole story.
No.
Yeah. At that, though, a third and then 80% have experienced sexual harassment or abuse on some level. Cassie, do you think that beyond just the campus culture, do you feel like society on the whole doesn't get it? We're not understanding how normalized rape culture has become.
Well, I think this piece was extremely important because most of the statistics we receive are from the U.S. population and U.S. universities. And so what we commonly got when we were trying to lobby for this event on campus was that this isn't an issue in Canada, or from faculty members we heard, I would like to believe that this doesn't happen in Canada, which is a really nice sentiment. However, these numbers have really shown the scope of it. And I think what was most shocking wasn't the numbers, but just how normalized this issue is on campus. And I think what we're really trying to do is to show that sexual assault is not normal, and it shouldn't be normalized anymore.
No, it shouldn't. And, you know, I feel like when you were lobbying to get this project to happen, Growth on the Horizon, how long ago was that, just out of curiosity? Was it before we had all the stories about Concordia and McGill in the news?
So we started this project, or the roots of this project started last summer.
Okay.
When Cassie and I were at a community, facilitating a community arts project. And Dr. Shanley Dixon, who is part of Status of Women Canada and Atwater Library and Computer Center, had a grant to deal to address sexual assault on campuses in Montreal. And so Cassie and I started talking about it, and we ended up coming up with this idea of an arts-based healing project that centers survivors and tries to provide them with healing opportunities on campuses. And so working very closely with Dr. Shanley Dixon and also Dr. Alana Thane at the Institute for Gender, Sexuality, and Feminist Studies,
great,
we collectively developed.
What I'm asking, though, I'm wondering, like, in terms of having to lobby to get it to happen, I feel like it'd be a whole lot easier these days. I feel like suddenly we're getting a little bit more tuned in and like, ooh, okay, there's a problem, we need to address it. But how things can change in a matter of months, don't you find?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of trailblazing for all the kind of women involved. And what I think is really unique about this is, and why it was, why I think we achieved what we achieved and the numbers that showed up to our event were quite amazing, is because we wanted this to be multi-generational. So we had feminists of all ages who've been a part of different feminist movements. And I think hearing from their wisdom and especially collaborating in that way gave our event kind of multiple faces and multiple perspectives. And I think the only reason that I think our event got approved right away before all this kind of traction has been built is because of our healing angle. And I think that really appealed to people, especially maybe staff and administrators who kind of don't really understand student survivors' perspectives necessarily. It really gave them a window into that, especially through art.
And they would have felt super intimidated. Where do you begin to try and tackle and grapple these kinds of issues? Healing is a great place to begin, right? So when we said, what does that have to do with with art. Okay, let's bring it art. Let's bring the art into it. How does a project like this help with healing, Sophia?
So we this was a multi-tiered project, and so we had about 40 plus workshops taking place, arts-based workshops taking place across campus. Our event was centered in the McGill Arts Building lobby, which is one of the oldest buildings on campus. So it was really great to sort of reclaim that central space. And we had a number of pass-by activities that students could stop by and do. And the reason why we picked art is because it's a very low threshold way of beginning conversations. Because how easy is it when you're coloring a page, for instance, to be talking to the person next to you, and especially if you're talking about healing, maybe creating spaces for dialogue.
Any skepticism in terms of, you know, it's a very academic environment? Was it at all thought of as just out there, too artsy-fartsy?
No? Actually, I think at first we got a lot of questions about, like, why art and how can art, like, make a difference? And I think what was really inspiring is having people realize that art can mobilize social change. And we got back a ton of really positive feedback, especially from administrators and faculty who hadn't realized how art can be integrated into these kinds of conversations. And I think especially for survivors, it allows them to kind of speak about the unspeakable through art. And I think having faculty, administrators, and staff pass by, it kind of gives them a window into perspective that they might not know how to access. Might not know how to talk about.
Yeah, and a sensitivity for it.
Definitely. And I think it raises awareness because art can be both political and apolitical. And that's what we wanted. And especially, I think we had a really, we actually built an installation together, Altering Solidarity.
We're speaking with Sophia and Cassie, who are the co-founders of Growth on the Horizon. It's a student-led project at McGill addressing sexual assault on Montreal campuses. If someone is listening who hasn't directly experienced assault or a harassment like this, what do you want them to know, Sophia, in terms of sensitivity, I suppose?
I think the main takeaway from this kind of project and from this topic is to listen. We had a number of coloring pages and stickers that we created for the event, and one of them was being heard begins healing. And so I think if there's one thing that people can take away from this is just to listen and to believe when survivors tell you their experiences.
I want to ask the question that is not okay for me to ask right now because it doesn't have to do with it. But can survivors and people who haven't experienced it truly come together? Can they truly understand what the other one has been through art?
Well, I think this is an entry point for compassion.
Yeah. And this was the first time that this was happening, right? But this is the first of a series of events,
exactly.
Right, that you guys have planned?
This is an inter-university project. So we have collaborators from Dawson College, you know, from John Abbott, from Trafalgar School for Girls. And so we anticipate that this will travel to all of those different schools. We've created a framework and now it can move forward.
You know, it makes me think of, we always say that men have to be such a big part of the Me Too movement too. Like you have to have people who have experienced it and people who haven't experienced it come together for things to move forward. Would you guys agree with that?
I agree, actually. I think boys are vital to this project as well and should be included. Actually, there was this hashtag that was trending that was hashtag check your boys. And I think in that way, you know, we should call out boys for, perpetrating sexual violence, but also I love this hashtag that we developed, which is check in with your boys, because this movement is difficult and it requires their perspective and it requires us to be sensitive towards their experiences and how they can best support women and girls and non-binary folk in their life.
I love that you guys are trying to help things. I love that you're trying. There's stuff going on, you know. This is great, guys. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your information about it today.
Thank you so much, Natasha.
That is Sophia Meisenheimer and Cassie Jones, co-founders of Growth on the Horizon.